Good morning. Clouds are hanging on tough early this morning across interior New York and New England behind the round of wet weather we saw yesterday. As a result, temperatures not dropping off all that much, largely in the 40s and lower 50s this morning. And with the round of rain showers into portions of Pennsylvania, some of the clouds from that system will stay in our skies for the day today, holding temperatures back a bit. If we get some breaks of sunshine, which is possible across parts of the region, we'll be up into the lower and middle 60s, so we'll call that our average high for the day today. More clouds tonight as another disturbance passes through, and as a result, we'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms firing, mainly after midnight, and rolling through the region into the morning drive tomorrow. Lows back into the lower 50s once again. And really, the next couple of days will be dominated by an overall ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, keeping it relatively mild and in the 70s. But for both Thursday and Friday, weak disturbances passing through the mid-levels of the atmosphere may be enough to touch off a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially on Friday afternoon. For the weekend, right now, it looks like Saturday better than Sunday, with high pressure bubbling in. We'll have a mix of sun and cloud, Saturday afternoon lower 70s, and staying in the lower 70s on Sunday, although we'll bring back the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. Another wave of low pressure will head our way Monday and Tuesday, a scattered shower or storm Monday with a steadier rain possible Tuesday, with highs sliding back into the 60s to around 70 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms from central Nebraska into central Iowa, and a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from Nebraska and South Dakota eastward across lower Michigan and into the Delmarva. For the Corn Belt into the upper Midwest, daytime heating and persistent southerly surface wind should allow rapid destabilization across the region. The low-level flow will not be particularly strong, but wind shear will strongly favor supercells with very large hail. Later into the evening, the initial supercells will likely merge, becoming a mesoscale convective system capable of widespread damaging winds. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Champaign, Illinois, at 5:53 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Indianapolis, Indiana, at 7:27 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 20 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Enterprise, Alabama. The 93-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1970 by 3 degrees. There were no daily record lows. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility, drizzle and fog, 32 degrees, with a northwest wind at 21 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 8 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 47, 89% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer holding steady at 30.10 inches. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Wink, Texas, to a low of 17 at Shirley Basin, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm near 60. Boston, cloudy, windy with highs in the upper 40s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with scattered showers and perhaps a thunderstorm and highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 56 degrees, the low 46, the average temperature 51, that's 3 degrees below normal. 54 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, that's also the total for the month, which is 43 hundredths above normal, and 8.31 inches for the year, which is 2.97 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 14 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, that's also the total for the month, which is 2 above normal, and 5,184 for the season, which is 1,221 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees, the average low, 43, the record high, 88, set in 2001, and the record low, 29, in 1974. Sunrise this morning, 5:48 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:57 p.m., 14 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower today and highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy tonight with showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Cloudy tonight with showers likely, perhaps a thunderstorm, and lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower today and highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy tonight with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Cloudy tonight with showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds, some afternoon sunshine, chance of showers, especially in the morning in the lower 70s, scattered showers and thunderstorms Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy, mid-70s. Partly sunny Saturday, lower 70s. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm both Sunday and Monday, otherwise partly sunny, lower 70s, and a chance of rain on Tuesday with highs in the mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.